$10,000.
I'll get as much as I can, okay? You gotta hide.
I mean, his wife takes off with this kid and a couple of $1 million, and we're not gonna get south.
Shut up and stay out of sight, okay? I told him I was coming alone.
Going.
You said you had information about my family.
Yeah, I do.
Well,
what's that? Well, it's gonna cost you like $1,000. Okay, like that's obviously not my final offer. Like $750 would be fine. I mean, more than fine.
Just tell me what you have, Danny, and I'll take good care of you.
Okay. That sounds fair. I was doing a delivery for Corky last week out of state, and I ran into your ex.
How'd she look?
She looked great, Mr. Chris. Yeah. I mean, she changed her hair and stuff, but she looked like $1 million. She looked like about $3 million.
Did she see you?
No. I was changing a tire. Suddenly there she was across the street taking her kid into the school.
My boy.
You look great. You look very healthy. You know, it's a real nice, healthy place where they're living. It snows in winter there.
Danny. Where are they?
At the school where I saw them. Astoria Elementary School. It's in Astoria, Oregon.
Oregon.
Did you tell anyone else this?
No. No way. Hey, I'm not stupid, Mr. Chris.
You're not?
What you've done, I really don't like it. It feels terrible and it looks dreadful.
I'm trying my best.
Well, maybe your best isn't good enough.
I'm back.
Oh, great. Well, that was fast.
It was easy. I have some great, exciting, wonderful news, Mother.
Oh, you always exaggerate, Cullen. Everything is always great, terrific, so what's so great?
I just found out where they're hiding.
Are you serious? You really know where he is?
Want to kill Mr. Chris?
How could I say no to you?
Tell me. What's happened?
Just let me handle this myself, Mother. I know what I'm doing. Everything is under control.
All right. I'm a police officer. Crisp, you're under arrest. Put your hands on your head, slowly. And get up.
Kimball, not again.
Your hands.
They're up.
When are you going to leave me alone?
Drop the gun! Yeah, that's right. Drop the gun! Hey, I'm a police officer. This is an arrest.
This man is crazy. Look at him. He wants to kill me. You're just going to stand there?
Freeze!
Oh, jeez.
I'm a cop, you idiot. I'm Detective John Kimball. This man is under arrest.
Yeah, we'll see about that. I'm checking it out.
You can't just walk in here and put a guy in my face. I'm trying to get a manicure. I have witnesses.
I have a witness, too. It's murder one this time. Now you're mine.
The son of a bitch handcuffed me to a dead man. A dead man.
Come on, sit down.
Right, down.
Now, did Danny ever say what Crisp's wife looked like? And did he ever say what name she was using in Oregon?
He didn't say anything. Oh, look, I just want to get out of here and go home.
You will. Right after the lineup. We'll drive you home afterwards.
No.
I'll even buy you dinner.
No.
Come on, Cindy, I'll even cook you dinner. What do you say?
I'm not doing any lineup, that's what I say. And there ain't jack shit you can do about it. Now, get out of here.
I've been up to Chris for 4 years, and she's going to let my key witness walk right out of here. I'm going
Kimbo,
in.
Kimbo, sit down.
Hey, sit down.
Sit.
Sit. Now, listen to me. He killed your boyfriend. All you have to do is point your finger, and we can put his ass away for 30 years.
This isn't my boyfriend. I hardly knew the guy. I know you're in there. I know what you want, but you ain't getting it, ever. No lineup, no testimony. So you take your handcuffs and shove them up your ass. Now let me out of here. Go
now. Well, hi. Meet Kimball. Kimball's been on this a long time.
Well, hi.
Let me take care of Cindy. She'll make Chris pick her indeed.
Well, what are you going to do? Handcuff her to the bumper of your car and take her for a ride?
Let's just say I'm not going to offer to cook her dinner.
Kimball, hold on a second. I'm a difficult man. Got to get to know him.
Oh, I can't wait.
Introduce myself. My name is John Kimball. And I love my car.
Yo, man, I'm just gonna keep an eye on it for you, all right?
Hey, you gotta ride.
Shit, who think he is? He's lucky I didn't kick his ass.
My place.
So who are you, man? Shit!
I'm the party pooper. Hi, Cindy. Do you mind if I sit down?
No. Sit down, man.
Oh, so nice to see you again.
What are you doing here, you asshole?
Cindy, I don't like you using foul language. Not a classy girl like you.
Don't you have anything better to do?
You don't understand. I have nothing else to do, and I have nowhere else to go.
Why are you staring at me like that?
I like you, Cindy. I'm going to be around you a lot. Days, nights, weekends, holidays.
No. No, you can't.
Yes, I can. I'm going to hang out with you until the end of time.
All right, move it in. Go. Step on to the number. Face front. Everybody hands to your side.
That's the creep.
Who?
Number 5. It's him.
Mr. Crisp, you will be remanded into custody until your trial. Bailiff, remove the prisoner.
Shh, don't say anything. Take it easy. I'll take care of it. Trust me.
You know what to tell him.
I'm your mother, aren't I?
Mind if I talk to my friend a little bit?
Hey, I'm not talking to anybody without my lawyer.
He's right in here. Now, you give me the names of your drug suppliers and distributors, and I'll tell the judge what a nice cooperative killer you are.
You think the jury's going to convict me on the testimony of that junkie?
You're right. But what about your wife? You remember her? All that hard-earned drug money she stole from you. How much was it? $3 million? I bet she would make a much better witness.
Kimball, you've wasted years chasing after me, and what has it gotten you? Nothing. I'll be out of here in a week, and you'll still be eating takeout food in that dump you live in. Yeah, I know all about you, Kimball. Without me, you wouldn't even have a life. My old lady left because of the money. Yours left because she just couldn't stand the sight of you.
I've never seen anyone so little eat so much.
Yeah, I know. I'm hypoglycemic. If I don't eat regularly, I get a little nuts. Come on. Where are you from?
Austria.
How long have you been a cop?
Been a cop for 12 years. Father was a cop, daughter was a cop, mother was a cop's wife. And I have no hobbies.
Good news. Okay. You two are booked on the first flight out to Portland tomorrow morning. Now, I want you to locate Crisp's wife and offer her immunity in exchange for a testimony against him.
No thanks to O'Hallahan. This is my case, and I work alone.
He works alone. Not anymore. She's going in undercover as a substitute kindergarten teacher. Not exactly a job for you.
I was a teacher before I joined the force. Don't worry about it. We'll be fine.
So what do I do? She locates the kid, you find the mother and the cash, and Crisp spends the best years of his life making license plates. Bon voyage.
Oh, and Kimball. The name's O'Hara. Okay, here's the wife at 17. Real name's Rachel Myers. She's in Hannibal, Missouri, class of 76. She's a cheerleader, first violin in the school orchestra, and captain of the girls' basketball team. Her ambition was to travel, experience life, and meet interesting people.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Okay. Relax. Don't let him get to you. That's her, 10 years later.
It's a great shot of an ear. Did you get in touch with your parents?
No, they're both dead. The only relative she's got left is the kid. Okay, this is the only picture we have of him. Cullen Jr., age 3 months.
That helps much.
The best I could do, okay? Breakfast, sir? Ma'am?
Please.
No. No.
That's the first.
Listen. I was just thinking, maybe we should take a wild stab at getting to know each other before we have to pretend we're man and wife.
What do you want to know?
Well, how long have we been married?
A long time. This way people don't expect us to talk much to each other.
Hey, give me that!
Let me take a look.
No.
Hey, come here. you don't stop screwing around back there, this is what I'm going to do with you.
Oh.
What's the matter?
I don't know.
What's wrong?
I don't know. I just don't feel so good.
Are you hungry?
Mm-mm. I got to get out of here. I got to go and close my door. What? Get those tree stuffs out of my way before I vomit all over you. Is your wife okay, sir?
Compared to what?
Maybe it was the burrito. Or it could have been the sausages. I don't think it was the crab salad. It couldn't have been the donuts. Oh, I hate feeling like this.
I hate it, too.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, what?
Uh-oh. Pull over.
Now?
Yeah. Please hurry.
Starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. I'll be fine, you know.
Oh, you look much better already.
Kindergarten, six-year-olds. That's why I quit teaching, you know. I got so sick of other people's kids. I was afraid that I'd never want to have any of my own.
I have a son. 13. I remember when he was 5. He lives with his mother and stepfather. What's the matter?
What is that?
Oh, excuse me. I forgot to tell you. This is my ferret. He didn't bite. Don't worry.
Das macht mich stocksauer. Jetzt bin ich sauer.
How do I look?
Take off the gun.
It's a good idea.
Little bastards are gonna eat you alive.
Get some rest and don't worry. I've been working undercover for a long time. They're 6-year-olds. How much trouble can they be?
On second thought, take the gun.
Office because you punched Jenny. I know she poisoned your hamsters. She told me all about it, and she's very sorry. And I'm sorry that I didn't believe you. But you shouldn't punch people.
But she...
I know.
Mr. Kimball, Miss Schlowski will see you now.
All right, let's go back to class.
Can I help you?
I'm John Kimball, your new kindergarten teacher.
We were expecting a Miss O'Hara.
There's been a change of plan.
4 weeks into the new semester, my superintendent told me I had to replace Mrs. Hagley, a kindergarten teacher of 25 years' experience, with an undercover police officer, and he wouldn't even tell me why. I don't suppose you would do me the courtesy of filling me in.
I can't do that.
Oh, you can't do that. I'm watching you. All I have to do is tell my parents that you're here for something to do with the police. And they'll yank their kids out of the school so fast we'd have to close the place. And don't you think I won't if I feel my children are in any danger?
They're not in danger.
I assume you have some teaching experience.
They wouldn't have sent me otherwise.
Just wait here a minute. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Miss Schlowski.
Your teacher, Mrs. Hagley, had to go on an important trip for a few days.
Where'd she go?
That doesn't matter.
Did she die?
No, Lowell. She went to see someone.
Did they die?
No, Lowell.
Everyone dies, you know.
I know, but not for a long, long time. Now, until Mrs. Hagley comes back, we have someone special to help. This is Mr. Kimball, your new kindergarten teacher. Now, let's everybody say good morning, Mr. Kimball.
Good morning, Mr. Kimball.
Good morning.
They're all yours. I'll be watching you.
Hi. How are you? I'm very happy to be here. First, I would like to just get to know you. Ha, 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 ha. Quiet. I want to ask you a bunch of questions. And I want to have them answered immediately. How many of you were born in Astoria? Come on, raise your hands. Let's see them. Okay, Now, anyone that was not born in Astoria, somewhere outside like California, raise your hands. Yes.
I need to go to the bathroom.
Okay, you can go.
Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
Thanks for the tip. Yes?
I need to go to the bathroom and I can't get these things off.
I get someone to help you. I'll be right back, okay?
You've learned that the E is often silent when it immediately follows another vowel. Now write and say these words in which...
Catherine, can you take over for me, please? Thank you.
E is the fifth letter of the alphabet. Is it a vowel?
Yes, can I help you?
I have a problem.
Mr. Campbell, I need to go real bad.
First day?
Yes.
I'll take care of her.
Thank you.
You know, kindergarten is like the ocean. You don't want to turn your back on it.
Oh, they're okay. Don't worry. Everything is under control. No. Monsters. They are doing this.
Aren't you going to break it up?
No, two more days of this, and you'll quit.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! No. Don't start this. Oh, no. Attention! This is your new class mascot.
What happened to your dog?
This is not a dog. This is a ferret.
What's a fairy?
That's a ferret.
Oh. If he bites you, you get rabies and you die.
No, that's not true. He never bites.
Can I pet him?
Sure, but one at a time, okay? Good. Okay, next one. Come on. Yes. Good. Yeah. Good. Now we're having fun. What's that supposed to mean?
Mrs. Hagley's a lot better than you.
Is she? Is she really?
My mom's a teacher in the school, and she's a lot better than you, too.
Great.
On Monday nights, my mom tutors. Mrs. Quinn takes care of me, and she's better than you, too.
Great.
And Frankie, my swimming teacher, and Gus, my t-ball coach, are better than you, too.
I really appreciate your honesty. Do you happen to know someone that is not better than me?
I don't know that many people.
John? You there?
How'd it go?
Go away.
It went that well, huh?
You take over tomorrow.
Blow our cover. Can't do it.
They're horrible.
Tell me about it.
He's gay. What kind of a man teaches kindergarten? He's obviously gay.
Yeah, well, a male kindergarten teacher is just not what I'm used to.
Samantha calls him the giant.
There he is.
Here, honey. Holy cow, is that your new teacher?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What are you doing?
I don't want him to see me without my makeup.
None of us are wearing makeup.
Well, you're married. You're allowed to look like slobs.
Baby, a good boy, and I'll be back later on to pick you up, okay?
Good morning, Mr. Kimball.
Good morning.
I told you he was big.
Yeah, go ahead and play with the kids, honey. Hi, I'm Julianne Sylvester's mom. I was wondering if you might have a minute. I'd like to speak with you.
Sure. Please.
Thank you. A male kindergarten teacher. That's unusual. You're not from around here, are you?
No, I'm not.
Neither am I.
Huh.
Anyway, I have a small problem.
Yes?
You see, Sylvester's father doesn't live with us anymore. And, and I've just been worried about Sylvester. He's been acting a little strange lately. You know, doing odd things.
Like what?
Well, it seems that he's becoming a little obsessed with playing with dolls. You know, it's weird.
I think I can help you with that.
Really?
He uses the dolls to look up girls' skirts. I caught him doing it yesterday.
Oh. Oh, well, that's a relief.
Good. I'll keep an eye on him, okay?
Thank you.
Does Sylvester ever see his father?
No. No, not since he was two. His father lives in California.
Well, it's far away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you give me his name and number, I could talk to him about taking more interest in his son.
That's very kind of you, but I don't think so.
But it's kind of tough on Sylvester, don't you think?
No. No, what's tough on Sylvester is the fact that his father left us for another man.
Are you married, Mr. Kimball?
No, I'm not.
Welcome to Astoria, the single parent capital of America. Thank you for your time.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are these all your lunches? You mean you eat other people's lunches? Stop it! Now we're going to do something extremely fun. We're going to play a wonderful game called Who is My Daddy and What Does He Do? Yes?
Is your daddy a fireman?
He's probably big. Is he a wrestler?
Is he a basketball coach?
No.
What's the matter?
I have a headache.
It might be a tumor.
It's not a tumor. It's not a tumor at all. What I meant was, you tell me, who is your daddy and what does he do? Oh. Get it? Okay, we start right here. You.
My dad repairs wreck cars driven by women who are pinheads. My dad doesn't do anything since the crash.
My dad
gives money to people that doesn't have money. And then people use that money. And then they give other money back, and they give the same amount of money back to my dad.
My dad doesn't live with us anymore. He lives in New York and drives a taxi. My mom hopes he's going to die real soon.
My dad watches TV all day long.
My dad works on computers, and he's the boss of his company. And he has a mustache and a beard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He doesn't have that much hair, and his head is so big that he can't wear any hat.
My dad's divorced. My mom's divorced. My dad is a psychologist, and he helps people that are hurt or lost their feelings, and that's it.
Our mom says that our dad is a real sex machine.
Good.
I don't know what my dad does. I haven't seen him in a long time. He lives in France.
My dad is a gynecologist, and he looks at vaginas all day long. Mi papá trabaja en la casa y él juega conmigo mucho.
Thank you. Very good. Okay, next, what's his name with his back to me?
His name is Zach Sullivan. He doesn't like anyone to talk to him.
He's a poo-poo head.
Yeah, he's a poo-poo face.
He's a cock-a-poo-poo. Yeah.
He's a poo-poo.
Quiet. It's enough. Did your daddy teach you this game? Come on, Zach. Let's all play together. It's so much more fun.
Let me alone!
What's that? It's a fire alarm!
Yeah!
Come on! Come on! Everything together! Come on! Come on, get over together. Come on, quiet.
Well, we're all glad the kindergarten class could join us. At 4 minutes, you should be ashamed of yourselves. All the other grades, your times were an improvement, but they're still not good enough. I'm very disappointed. All right, let's get back into school.
Mrs. Sullivan.
So the doctor says it's a stomach flu. I'm fine, and I can eat anything I want. Let's find a restaurant.
Listen, can we talk business for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
There are 14 boys in the classroom. So far, I have 3 possible suspects, 1 likely. We have a picture. Are you listening?
Yeah, listening.
Okay, yeah. His name is Zach Sullivan. What do you think?
Yeah, he's cute. Doesn't anybody eat around here?
Listen, he's a dead ringer for Crisp. Look.
Maybe. Come on, John. I'm hungry.
Yes, Mr. Chapman, a table for two.
Yes?
Thank you very much.
Two hot dogs.
Mr. Kimball.
Dominic.
It's him, Mom.
Oh, yes. Joyce.
Hello, Joyce. Dominic has been such a great help. He's a good kid.
Yeah.
Hey, who's that?
Dominic.
Who?
Her.
Well, that? That is,
I am his sister.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would never have guessed.
Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes you have to excuse my brother. He has no manners at all. My name is Ursula. It's wonderful to meet you. I'm visiting here from Austria.
I'm Joyce Palmieri. I work at John's school.
Ah.
And this is Dominic.
Hello, Dominic.
Nice to meet you.
Ah, good. Nice to meet you, too.
Would you like to join us for dinner?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Yes, of course. Thank That'll you. Be great.
Hi, there'll be four of us.
Table 27.
Why did you tell you you're my sister?
Relax, Butch. The love doctor is here.
Come to me. I want to start. Okay. I want a ribeye steak with mashed potatoes and a large green salad. Oh, no. Wait a minute. I want to start with the spicy chicken thing. Oh, they're not the tiny bitty ones without meat on them, are they?
Actually, it's quite a large serving.
Ah, good. Oh, good arms. And a large bowl of the clam chowder and a blueberry pie with ice cream for dessert. Yeah.
I like how they talk.
So, I've been trying to get to know the parents, but some of them are avoiding me.
Well, some of the parents are like that. It's a strange town that way, especially with new arrivals.
What do you mean?
Well, I think a lot of people that come to small towns are trying to get away from something, or they're hiding something.
Like what?
Well, for example, what brought you here?
Me? Well, there was an opening for a kindergarten teacher.
Yeah, but what made you become a kindergarten teacher? I mean, it is a bit unusual.
Well, for John, it is a bit unusual.
Well,
you are.
I was born in Austria, and my father was a teacher. My mother was a teacher. So is Ursula.
Yeah?
So we have a tradition in Austria where we follow the footsteps of our parents. So when I moved to this country, I got a job teaching geography and physical education in Arizona. And then I coached basketball at the all-girls school in Rhode Island. But none of it made me really happy.
Why weren't you happy?
Yeah. Why weren't you happy?
Well, I got tired of teaching teenagers. Because by the time they came to me, I felt there wasn't much I could do with them. I realized that the real action is in kindergarten.
And how long have you been teaching kindergarten?
It's my second day.
Oh, good. Excuse me. But it's good. It's good.
Thanks again. Fun.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Bye.
I had a great time.
Yeah, me too. Well, Kimball, I think you scored.
Whoa. What are you talking about? The only reason why I'm interested in this woman is because she works at the school. She knows the children and the parents.
Kimball, if you were any stiffer, we could take you surfing. Now, I know you like that woman. What is your problem?
The only problem I've got is that I'm doing your job. You should be cleaning up the paint. You should be reading stories about bears that go shopping. That is your job, and I'm stuck with it.
Yeah, you are.
That's right, I am.
Look. You're going to be out of here in a few days. You told me yourself you had a few good leads. You're going to be back to dealing with junkies and murderers in no time.
They're pushing me around.
Who?
The kids. They're walking all over me.
Listen, Kimball, you got to handle this like any other police situation. You walk into it showing fear, you're dead. And those kids know you're scared.
No fear.
No fear.
Today we're going to play a new fun game. It's called Police School. I'm going to be your sheriff. You're going to be my deputy trainees. Well, come on. Stop whining. Your kids are soft. You lack discipline. But I've got news for you. You're mine now. You belong to me. You're not going to have your mummy slam behind you anymore and wipe your little douches. Oh, no. It's time now to turn this mush into muscles. No more complaining. No more Mr. Kimble to go to the bathroom. Nothing. There is no bathroom. Now, the first thing the deputy trainees have to learn is to freeze whenever you hear this. Now, the next time you hear this whistle, each one of you get one toy. How many?
One!
Good. And bring it back to the carpet. Pronto. Ready? Wait for it! Wait for it. Sit down. Ready? Go, quickly. Get your toy. Go. Go for it. Yes, very fast. Good, quickie. Bring the toy back. Bring the toy back to the carpet. Bring it back to the carpet. Quick, 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 quick. Back to the carpet. Quickie. Emma. Emma, bring your toy back to the carpet.
I'm not a policeman. I'm a princess.
Take your toy back to the carpet.
I'm not a policeman. I'm a princess.
Take it back!
All right.
Very good. Did very well. Now we're going to play another game. When you hear two whistle blows, each one of you take your toy back where you got it from and come right back to the carpet. How many whistle blows?
Two!
Good. Ready? Go! Come on. Come right back to the carpet.
It works. This is great.
Faster, faster. Come on. Yes, come back. Terrific. This is working. Wait, wait. I mean, you're very good deputies. Your sheriff is proud of you. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three,
arithmetic. Too much homework makes me sick. When it's time to pass the test, kindergarten is the best.
Yeah! And on the farm he had a duck.
V-I-E-I-O.
All right, take your milk. It's a little strong.
Mr. Kimball.
All right.
We all like this one. If you read the story now, everybody will go to sleep.
I used to read this to my son.
What's his name?
Who?
Your son.
Oh, Alex is his name.
Where is he?
He lives with his mother. You see, his mother and I, we are...
Divorced, I know.
What's a divorce? It's when your daddy gets to live someplace else and comes over to take you places, and your mommy says he's a deadbeat.
No, it's when the daddy doesn't want to see his little boy anymore.
Now, that's not what it is.
I thought you wanted to see your little boy. Was he bad?
No, he wasn't bad. It wasn't his fault at all. You see, his mommy and I, we just met. Just sit down, okay? And let me just start reading. Okay, why don't you all lie down? Okay. Good, and rest. If you were a bird and lived on high, you'd lean on the wind when the wind came by. You would say to the wind when it took you away, that's where I wanted to go today. Where am I going? I don't quite know. What does it matter where people go? Down to the wood where the bluebells grow. Anywhere. Anywhere. I don't know. Off.
Can't believe you got them all to sleep.
I worked them hard.
I was wondering if you'd like to come to my place for dinner tomorrow night.
I would like that. Yes.
Great. Well, here are the directions. How about 6:37?
It will be fine.
Got a little mustache.
Oh, it's from the milk.
Well, I better get back to class. I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Freeze!
No! This is Henry Shoup, my fiancé.
Hi.
Your fiancé?
Yeah, my fiancé. Henry, this is obviously my partner, John Kimball.
Oh, gee. Hi. How you doing? Let me just get this, and I'll be right out.
Yeah. Well, it's okay, honey.
Okay.
It's my birthday.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, thanks. He came all the way up here just to surprise me. And he made me my favorite. Pasta a olio. Mm. I love you, Henry.
I love you too, Phoebes. Well, I've got to head back tonight. I've got to work.
Henry's a chef.
I'm a chef.
You're marrying a chef.
I'm marrying a great chef.
That figures.
You mean that? A great chef?
Of course I mean it. You're a genius, Henry.
Not just a good chef?
Yeah. Well, listen, it was nice to meet you. Congratulations. Happy birthday.
You
really
liked it,
didn't
you? Thanks. It wasn't overcooked.
I'm John Kimball. I'm Zach's teacher.
Sorry, you followed me.
Hi. I've been leaving messages on your machine.
I'm sorry. Things have been kind of hectic.
What about now?
Go for a little walk, Zach. Your teacher and I have to talk for a minute, okay? I know what this is about. I suppose you saw the bruises on Zach's legs. My husband has started counseling about this. He's been going for 3 weeks now. Please don't bring the school system into it. It'll only make matters worse.
He's beating you too?
I mean, if he wasn't going to counseling, I could see the point of saying something. But I'm sure there's not going to be any more occurrences. You won't say anything, will you? Please?
If he does it again, I press charges.
Zach?
You got the stuff? Thanks, man.
Okay, lady, I give her your stuff. Now, where's the rest of my money? Who are you, old lady?
Fairy godmother.
Come in.
Hi. Well, it took me all day, but I found out that Zach Sullivan and his mother aren't
related to Chris. I know. I just found out.
Oh, well, I got a bottle of wine for your big date. Oh, it's not a date. It's not a date, I know. But we don't want yours to think that now, do we?
Thanks. I don't think it's a good idea.
Why not?
The quickest way to slip up being undercover rug is to start doing things that you normally wouldn't do.
Wait a minute. Do you mean to tell me that you wouldn't take a bottle of wine to a woman who's invited you over for dinner? Of course you would. You know you would. And flowers as well. Here you go. She'll love him.
Well, here we are.
Wow, this is quite a place. You must be paying you a lot more than they're paying me.
Well, I wish it was my house. It belongs to a friend of mine.
After the divorce, he said Dominic and I could stay here in exchange for keeping the place up.
You must have nice friends.
Yes, I do. Dinner won't be ready for a few minutes. Can you start a fire?
I don't think there should be a problem.
Yeah, I'll show you where Louis is.
All right.
Come on, come on! Right here. In here. This is my secret hiding spot.
Wow. This is amazing.
I made it myself.
What's this?
Don't take that. It's a laser, and I'll burn a hole right through you.
Okay, be careful. Oh, don't shoot.
Don't
shoot.
I put up these lasers to protect us.
Protect you from what?
The bad people. Do you want to see something else? Come on.
What?
See that?
You mean the tower?
I'm going to put one of my lasers on that antenna. But I'll have to do it at night. Otherwise, the bad people will know where it is. I sent to the table for rotten banana.
Hey, honey, you guys have fun.
Yep.
Be right out.
Lost. Where is the dining room? I mean, this house is huge.
Follow me, silly.
These are beautiful pictures of you and Dominic.
Thank you. When I was putting Dominic to bed, he mentioned you had a son, too.
That's right. But now I'm divorced. I'm very lucky because my ex could remarry a very nice man. He's really good to my son. I get to see a lot of him. And what about your ex-husband? Does he see Dominic often?
No. After the divorce, he moved back to France.
Well, what about child support? The alimony? I mean, does he take care of you? I'm sorry about being so personal.
I was so glad to see him go. I didn't worry about that part. Dominic doesn't even remember him. I prefer it that way.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Why?
Well, Dominic was talking to me about having to move around a lot to keep the bad people away.
Bad people?
Is something about that he had to leave in the middle of the night and leave his toys behind?
I thought he'd forgotten about that.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to upset you.
It's not your fault. Truth is, my ex-husband is a walking nightmare. He didn't leave us. We left him. Found out where we were, and he tried to kidnap Dominic. He doesn't know where we are now, and I'd like to keep it that way.
Of course. Bet he's in France and doesn't live nearby.
He doesn't live in France. I told Dominic that he lived in France. I didn't know who my ex-husband was when I married him. I was young and stupid, and I made a mistake. I don't want Dominic to pay for it. Look, nobody around here knows anything about this. I can't even believe I told you. You have to promise me you won't tell anyone.
You can trust me.
Very good.
Perfect. All right. Let's try it again. Mary, you first.
Mr. Kimball, did Lincoln have four fathers? I had three fathers, one named Walt, two named Ralph. Did Lincoln have four mothers?
As a matter of fact, he had two mothers. Unfortunately, the first one died.
I knew it.
Okay. Let's take a break. Come on. I want you to walk around in a circle. Go. Start. Come on.
Well, Joyce's story about the house checked out. It belongs to a guy in San Diego who only uses it for 2 weeks during the ski season. She's got under $1,000 in the bank, no safe deposit box, no stocks, no bonds, no other assets under the name of Joyce Palmieri. Her teacher's salary is less than what I make, which is pathetic.
Keep looking. Check for offshore accounts. On Dominic's name, she's
she
the same money deposit.
She doesn't live like a woman with millions of dollars. She doesn't even seem the type. Kimball, this might not be her.
It's got to be her.
Why? Because she doesn't want to have anything to do with her ex-husband?
I know it's her.
You know what I think? I think you want it to be her. You really like her, and it's scaring you to death.
Excuse me! Surprise! Ladies! Ladies, surprise! Obviously, I'm not into baking cakes, so I bought these little things to donate for the raffle prizes.
Who the hell is that?
So?
Well, she's the one I was telling you about. Her husband ran away with another guy. It's been terrible for her.
You're not getting mellow on me, are you?
Three, four.
Hi.
One, two, three. Hi. Come on. One, two, three, four. Come on. Go, go.
I see they stuck you with the old Gettysburg Address this year.
They sure did.
Company, halt!
About last night. I've been thinking about it, and I'm glad I told you all those things.
Oh, so am I.
I better get going.
Yeah, I have to get going, too.
Is everything okay?
Yeah.
See you tomorrow at the fair.
Looking forward to it.
What are you looking at? March, one, two, three, four, one, two. This is talking to the teacher, that's all. I mean, yeah. Don't laugh. Okay, I'm proud of you. Keep going.
Sorry, that's late. Car wouldn't start. You're the boy. I love you.
Hi, Jan.
What's the matter?
I fell down again.
Hey, wait a minute.
I forgot to close the door to the basement, and Zach had a bad fall. The doctor says it looks much worse than it really is.
Yeah, sure, you all say the same thing. The kid fell down the steps. Don't you have anything better to say than that?
It's true. Look, I don't have to justify myself to you. You don't have any right talking to me like that.
Hey, how you doing? You must be the Mr. Kimball we hear so much about.
It's a mistake! Oh.
You hit the kid, I hit you.
You bastard.
Oh, you're not worth it. I'm pressing charges against you.
Excuse me, everybody.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have hit the man, especially in front of the children. It was a mistake.
I checked you out. There is no record of you ever having taught at any public school in California or anywhere else. Mr. Kimball, you have no teaching experience whatsoever, do you?
Someone's hardly noticed.
I thought the introduction of a ferret was a horrible idea, but the children seemed to like it. I thought the use of your police whistle was outrageous, but...
It's all I could think of.
Please allow me to finish.
Sorry.
But it worked. I have no idea what kind of police officer you are, but you're a very good teacher.
Thank you.
Now, will you tell me something? Don't lie. What did it feel like to hit that son of a bitch?
It felt great.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow morning, bright and early.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's her. And there goes our goddamn case. Tell O'Hara and Kimball the witness is dead, so Crisp is going to walk. Want their asses back here. We got a lot of other cases to clear.
O'Hara says they think they've located the wife.
Located the money?
She said they're looking into it.
Oh, bullshit. Have them tell the wife we're letting Crisp go, and he knows where she is. If she wants police protection, she better come up with the money.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm sorry it took so long, Colin. Hey, you're looking great, though.
I love you, Mother.
We're going to be a family again, son.
Thank you very much.
introduce you to our kindergarten teacher. He came to us as a substitute teacher, and he's proven to be a wonderful asset. Let's welcome him into our community and hope that he considers staying on a permanent basis. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. John Kimball.
Buying something up here, like some log cabin in the woods near a lake. Kids love that outdoor kind of stuff.
I'll be in the pharmacy, Cullen. Try not to step in anything.
Like to help you. I think we're pretty much out of the race cars unless, yeah. This is the last one. It's still in great shape. If you don't mind waiting, I'll just wrap it up for you. I'll knock 10% off the price.
Oh, excuse me. This is your lucky day. I have a better idea. I'll pay you twice what he's charging. I promised my boy I'd get him one of these.
Yeah, well, I'd love to help you, but my kid's been bugging me for one of these ever since Christmas.
I'll pay you four times what it's worth. You can get your kid something even better.
Sorry. Hey, listen, can you gift wrap it? It's a birthday present.
Sure, yeah. Hannah, could you wrap that for me?
I tried. No harm in trying. But
tourists.
Great, Dominic. You're doing well. I'll wait right over here for you, okay? Great day, huh?
We've run out of time. We got to press Joyce, and we got to press her now.
What do you mean?
Cindy OD'd last night.
Shit.
Yeah, they released Chris this morning. He's probably on his way here now.
No.
And even better, Salazar told me I had to tell you this. If Joyce is Chris's wife, she's got to cooperate and tell us about the money, or she gets no police protection. Nice, huh?
Bastard. I cannot...
Ursula! How are you? What?
Listen, I've got to tell you the truth. Her name is not Ursula. She's not my sister.
I beg your pardon?
We're not who you think we are.
What is this?
You're police officers. We know who you are. Rachel.
This is some kind of joke, right?
No, this is no joke. He took $3 million.
No, I think you've got...
Listen, Chris knows where you are. He could be here any minute.
Where's Dominic?
We can offer you immunity for your testimony. You won't go to jail, but we need you to help.
Where's Dominic?
He's in a pony. He's fine. The only way we can offer you protection is if you tell us where the money is.
There is no money, you son of a bitch! There never was!
No, it's not true! I'm not...
Yes! The bad people have found
us.
Please do what I
say. Let's talk about that. What do you mean there's no money?
Why are you mad at Mr. Kimball?
Because he's a jerk.
Please let me help you.
Leave me alone!
Joyce, wait. Wait. If you didn't take the money, then why is he after you?
He doesn't want me. He wants Dominic.
Gonna run again.
Yeah.
Unless we do something about it.
Yeah.
Hey, snap out of it!
Daryl. I'm sorry. I wanted to give you a second chance. 200 cash.
What is wrong with you, mister?
I'm still not getting through to you, am I, Gary? Mother, got this great surprise for Junior.
That'll be $57.90.
$57.90. Children's aspirin. Children's decongestant. Antihistamine. A thermometer.
There's a lot of flu going around this time of year, isn't that so?
It is the season.
Boy's not sick.
Doesn't hurt to take precautions.
Mother, you are going to make him sick. He stuffed all this crap down my throat for years, and there was nothing wrong with me.
That's why there was nothing wrong with you.
Now, how can you argue with that?
Joyce! Joyce, Dominic!
Dominic!
Did he say anything before he left?
I don't know. He said something about going to get his lasers.
Lasers? I think I know where he is. Okay. Just hold on.
Oh, good. Okay.
I was trying to put the lasers in the antenna.
I know. Don't worry about anything now. Okay? I got you. All right. Just hold on tight now. Hold on tight, okay? Good.
If I lost Dominic, I don't think I could go on living.
You're not going to lose him.
That's right, I'm not. Helen told everybody I stole his money. That way he'd all these creeps looking for us to collect a big reward. You don't know what he's like.
Oh, yes, I do. I know him well. That's why I don't want him to get his hands on you and Dominic.
I can't trust you. I can't trust anybody.
You can trust me.
Oh, yeah, that's what you said before. And you turned out to be a cop.
I didn't mean to hurt you. I wish I was a kindergarten teacher. But I'm not. I'm a cop. That's all I know how to be.
I have to get out of here. You have a son. If you were me, you'd do the same thing.
I have a son I've hardly seen in the last 7 years. I don't mean anything to him. My ex-wife got remarried. She doesn't want me to be part of his life. I lost my family. I should never have let it happen.
Why are you telling me all this?
I don't want to lose you. I don't want to lose Dominic. I swear, you will never have to run from him again.
anything, okay? We're going to be right across the hall here.
Everything's going to be fine, Joyce. You just want to be extra careful.
Thanks.
Don't worry. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Kimball.
Sit down. Very nice to see you all again. Meet my very good friend Phoebe O'Hara.
Good morning, Phoebe.
Now, Miss O'Hara is going to talk to you about something very important. So I want you to pay real attention to what she has to say, okay? Remember, no fear.
Thanks. Yeah?
Boys have a penis. Girls have vagina.
Well, you taught them the basics. That's important. Okay. Now, today we're going to talk about something else that's really important. Today, we're going to talk about strangers. Like, let's say you're at home and a stranger knocks on the door. You should never answer the door. Never. Because we never talk to strangers. Okay, why don't we all say that together?
We never talk to strangers.
Right. Okay, let's
say... How about kids? Can we talk to kids?
Yeah, it's okay. You can talk to kids. That's all right.
What about dogs?
Huh?
Can we talk to dogs?
Yeah, you can talk to dogs. That's okay. But what you can't do, what you must never, ever, 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 ever do is...
Never talk to strangers.
On the kindergarten level, we try to emphasize the three C's. Caring, courtesy, and courage.
Courage. That's my philosophy, too.
Are you a single parent, Mr. Green?
No, my wife had to stay behind in Phoenix to complete the sale of our home. She asked me to check out the local schools before we committed to buying a home here.
Most kindergarten children can't read yet.
My son can.
Really? He reads at six. That's good.
And writes. I taught him myself.
He sounds like a very special child.
Yes, he is. He's a great athlete.
Here's what you've been waiting for, the kindergarten. Have a look. But he's a wonderful teacher.
Yes, I'm sure he is.
Did you see Cullen Jr.?
Yeah. She calls him Dominic. She'd always wanted to name him Dominic. What a dumb name.
That cigar out. It's unhealthy for the kid.
Check it out.
Right.
Okay, stay calm. It's probably fire drill.
Oh, man. Kimball, the hallway's full of smoke.
Okay, this is a fire drill. Come on. Come on. It's the real thing now. Just the way we practiced it. 2x2, come on. Go out there. Fast. Just the way we practiced it. Oh, yeah.
okay.
It's okay. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm a fireman. I help people.
Where's your hat?
My hat? I love it. I can't fool my own boy. He's just 6 years old. You're right. I'm no jerk fireman. I'm going to tell you something, Dominic. It's going to be hard for you to understand, but you got to believe me. I'm your father, Dominic. Your father. Don't you recognize me?
No.
Gee, it's me. Don't you remember? Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Look, look. See? We have the same kind of hands. Don't you remember?
I'm not my father. My father lives in France.
Oh, your mother told you that. But that's not true, Dominic. I'm your father. I've been searching for you for 5 long years.
Help! Help!
Dominic, I'm your father. You're going to have to learn to trust me and do what I say. Do you understand? Please.
Help!
Don't you know the building is on fire?
We thought it was another drill.
Well, get out!
Yes, sir.
That's a fire in there.
Yeah, I know. I got a kid in there. I got to get
no
inside.
Way.
Look, man, I'm a cop.
Well, if I ever need a ticket fixed, I'll call you, sweetheart. In the meantime, stay the hell out.
Come
hey,
on.
Out. Go on.
All right.
You hear me? Quiet.
No!
Rachel! Just what I need.
Please, Colin, let him go. Let him go!
How the hell did you get out of here?
Please, please don't do this. You're scaring him!
Scared? Of course he's scared. You're telling all these lies about me. My son doesn't even know me because of you.
Listen to me! Don't just listen to me!
I'm his father! You stole him from me!
Please don't do this! Give him back!
Don't touch him! Dominic! I had to do it! I didn't want to do it. She made me do it! Everything's gonna be okay, Dominic. Dominic? Come back! Getting out of here! Dominic? Start a whole new family. Dominic! I really love you. Do you understand that? Do you? Tell me you understand that. Tell me. Say it. Say it.
I understand.
Daddy.
Daddy.
Come on!
No,
hold
what
it!
What are you doing?
Right there. Drop it! Hurry!
Don't! No!
He's not your hostage. He's your son. Drop it! On the floor!
You gonna do this to your own son? Huh?
Drop it! I knew that! Hurry!
Relax, okay. I'm putting it down.
Hurry!
Yeah. Here it is. Here it is. Just don't harm the boy. Okay?
Good. Good. That's smart.
Why don't you let the boy go now?
The boy is mine! He's my boy! You get your own goddamn family!
Dominic!
Where's my grandson?
I don't know.
Where's my grandson?
Go to hell.
Where you're going, you son of a bitch! No!
You're not so tough without your car, are you? Tough guy. Tough guys don't eat Jell-O.
I'll come back later.
Hi.
Hi, how you feeling?
Not much better. How about you?
I'll live. Man, you gotta check out of here. This stuff will kill you.
Just don't throw up on me.
I'm gonna throw up on you. But I am gonna kiss you.
Phoebe. Thanks. Thanks, partner.
Sure.
Hey, how's everybody feeling today? Listen, I brought some goodies for you.
Oh, did I do that?
Yeah, can I give you the flowers?
Thank you, thank you, honey. All right. I got some goodies and what I got going on there. And a little something I cooked up myself for you.
Henry, I almost didn't recognize you with all your clothes on.
You know, you look pretty good yourself.
The light, the light.
Oh, did I?
Honey.
I'm sorry.
The wedding.
Yeah. You're coming to the wedding, right?
Is it safe? I wouldn't miss this for the world.
So, where do we send the invitation?
Hi, kids.
Mr. Kimball!
I'm back.